This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruch haba, welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yomis. We're learning Maseches Nazir, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tesen Yud. Harini Nazir, v'Nazir kishiyeli bein. Someone says, "Behold, I'm a Nazir, and I'll be a Nazir when I have a son." So he first mentions his own Naziros, and then the Naziros upon him having a son. So the halacha is Hischel Meina Shalai. He begins by first counting his own Naziros, and then Ve'acher Kach Noad Loi Ben. And if afterwards a son is born, while he's counting, Mashlam Meshalai, he finishes his own Naziros, Ve'acher Kach Meinesh Benoi, and after he finishes counting his Naziros, he begins to count the Naziros, the second Naziros that he accepted for the Leda of his son, because since he proceeded in the Lashon of his Neder, the Naziros that he accepted upon him on his own, so the Naziros for his son is not Chal, it does not Devav, until he completes his own Naziros. So he observes two, one after another. But if he says, Harini Nazir Kishia Li Bein, I'll be a Nazir when I have a son, Vin Nazir, and a Nazir, meaning he accepted two Naziros, but he first mentioned the Naziros for having a son before his own Naziros, so he could start counting his own Naziros, and if it finishes before he has a son, he goes through the process, he's Megaleach, and then when he has a son, he begins again. But, so im hischel meneshalah, he begins to count his own, v'achakach no'olob, and then if he has a son before he finishes, maniach eshalo, he can interrupt his counting, meneh eshal b'nai. He counts the Naziros for his son, v'achakach mashlam eshaloi, and then he is mashlam the missing days for his own, and he's not megaleach after Naziros b'nai, but rather after he's mashlam his own, he's megaleach for both of them, and he brings the carbon nazir twice, for his son and for his own. Mishnah Yod, harini nazir, l'chshi yeli bein v'nazir me'ayayim. Behold, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and 100 days of Naziros. He's Mekabel two Naziros. One when he has a son, and one Stam, which is 30 days. And one for 100 days. So the halacha is, if he first was Mekabel for a son, and then Naziros Stam, Noilad Loi Ben Ad Shivim, if a son is born within 70 days of his count of 100, and he has to be mashlam another 30 days, lo hifsuklum, he doesn't lose anything, because he could stop observing his own Naziros of 30 days. He could stop observing the Naziros of 100 days. He observes the Naziros for his son. He's megaleach, he brings the karbanis, and then he's mashlam the days that are missing, and he didn't lose anything, because in total he'll still be observing 130 days. La'achar shivim. But if a son is born after he counted more than 70 days, the chaser l'minyanai pachas mishloishim yam, and he's missing for his counting less than 30 days, soyser shivim. So then it unravels it and destroys it up to 70, meaning the extra days beyond 70 fall from the minyan, and after he counted the made naziros, he's megaleach and he brings karbanos. She'ein tiglachas pachas mishloishim yam. There is no process, there's no din of tiglachas by a nazir if it's less than 30 days. So it comes out that if the son was born after 70 days, so he loses the additional days, and then he has to count 30 days after he observes the naziros for his son. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.